Sandy Keller has been helping poor and at-risk women get good jobs since she founded My Sister's Closet in 1998. The nonprofit puts women in high-end clothing and helps them hone their interviewing and job skills through workshops and counseling. 20 years ago, Keller worked near the Middleway House transitional residence and saw many of the women needed help finding good work. The experience inspired her to start an organization that has helped nearly 2,000 women. She joins Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here, my guest this week in the studio, Sandy Keller. She's the founder and executive director of My Sister's Closet. Sandy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Michael. How are you today?
I'm well. My Sister's Closet, what is it?
My Sister's Closet is a nonprofit organization. It's a 501c3 whose mission is to provide women overcoming obstacles of poverty and various at-risk situations the tools of success so that they can be empowered to be able to find employment. And we do that in several different ways. Probably we're most known for collecting really high-end merchandise of clothing, and so that people can interview in professional clothes from brands like Lesuit, Tahari, Jones New York, Anne Klein, Ann Taylor, lots and lots of really great brands. Most of the suits that we have are fairly recent. They're all in excellent condition, and we have lots of jackets and separates. We work with these women in scheduled appointments where we are going to team them with an image consultant, and the image consultant will work with them for 2 to 3 hours, taking them in and out of the dressing room, helping them choose one thing after another until we are really getting a woman to the place that she really likes what she's wearing and that she looks really great in it. And that's just one part of what we do with her as far as the image consulting. If we're getting her ready for a job, we make sure that her hair has been taken care of and styled, if that is something that she needs. We make sure that she has basics if she doesn't have them, like underwear and feminine protection, and we get her makeup, and we, you know, work with her to make sure that she's got various hygiene products. And we actually have Penny the Bra Lady, who is a professional bra fitter, come in and actually fit women who may not have had a bra that fits them for a very long time, and we will make sure that they are in something that actually makes them look wonderful in their clothing. My Sister's Closet works with over 40 organizations that use our electronic voucher system, mm-hmm. so that their clients can have more of a leg up to be able to find work.
Why you?
Why me? I don't know. I think there are things that resonate with everybody. We're all made up of who we are because of the way we've been brought up, our family experiences, our own personal experiences. There are so many things that have happened to me that these women's stories resonate with. The stories of my parents and the way that they grew up. My mother's family for a long time were migrant workers. Mm-hmm. And that's how they paid the rent. They picked strawberries and they picked beans and they did all these things. And it was all of them, all 11 of them at once, even my mother starting when she was 4 years old, because they were trying to survive. And so my parents both worked hard, but they had 7 kids, and they had things happen to them that made it tougher for them at times because, again, unforeseen circumstances and events. My mother was really ill at times. My father, sometimes when I was a kid, I remember my father working 3 jobs.
Wow.
But they always, you know, volunteered in the community because they felt like giving back was extremely important. At the time, before My Sister's Closet, I was running the Absolute Secretary in mm-hmm. Bloomington Voicemail, and we were situated in the same parking lot where the Chocolate Moose used to be at.
Uh-huh.
And the Chocolate Moose was on one side of the parking lot, and then on Washington was the 3-story multicolored building called The Rise.
Yes.
As soon as that was erected, women who were staying there were walking over to get ice cream, sometimes by themselves, sometimes with their kids. But they were seeing the sign outside of my office, and it said the absolute secretary. And they thought, oh, wow, this must be a temp agency. Surely
yeah, right.
I can get a job here. There must be something I could do. Maybe I could do some filing or something. But they would walk in every kind of clothing that you can imagine. But really, in so many ways, they really were not prepared in any way to be presenting themselves to fit into the culture of someone's office. They wouldn't have been able to work in my office in many cases. And I really felt so bad for so many of these women because it was obvious that they needed help. I had a small resume writing service at the time, and I was offering to write resumes for some of these women. We had 14 women working there in my office at the time. Some of us were reaching out to women that we had gotten to know, and we were giving them some of our own clothing. There was one woman, and I will never forget this because I felt so bad. I was actually advertising for a position within my office, and I had talked to this woman a couple of times on the phone. She sounded great, sounded like she had some really good experience that we could use. And when she did come in, she smelled like smoke from a campfire.
Mm-hmm.
And she had been carrying her backpack with her. And one of her shoes was so worn out, her right foot had been taped with some gray duct tape around her foot to be able to keep her shoe on. And I could not believe that this was the same woman who so articulately was talking to me. And I was talking to her about the job, but she didn't have clothing to be able to work there. And you know, she wasn't really at a place where she even had a place to live because she had come to Bloomington, and I want to say it was from Sullivan, Indiana. I'm not really sure. But she had come here because she had a daughter that lived here.
Mm-hmm.
And her daughter's significant other decided that there was not enough space for her mother to live there with them. And so her mother said, fine. But she didn't have a place to live, and she had exhausted all her resources already. And so she was trying to figure it out the best way she could. And she was living with her sleeping bag in the woods. And when I saw her, she had been homeless for a while. And I was trying to figure this out. And I said, you know what? I want to call you. She didn't have a phone. She had been borrowing somebody else's, but she did give me the phone number. When I called her back, the phone number was disconnected.
Mm.
But I got to tell you, for the longest time, that woman was in my head.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad about the fact that I could not actually help her more.
Sandy Keller, founder and executive director of My Sister's Closet. Sandy, thanks for being on Big Talk.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You can hear that episode and all episodes of Big Talk with Michael Glab via our website, wfhb.org.